Turn with me, please, in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4, page 1250 in the Pew Bibles, if you are using those, or the chair Bibles, whatever we call them. Philippians, as you probably know, is a thank you letter from Paul to the church that the Holy Spirit used him to found several years earlier. It's very much it's a prison thank you letter, and in this time of prison, it's a passage, a letter full of joy and encouragement and instruction. But in our text, at the beginning of chapter 4, Paul is dealing directly with a problem in the church. Before we read the Word of God, just something to consider as we come to this Word. Nothing quite conveys urgency like the warning of a police siren. As you're praying in chapel and you hear it, you wonder what's going on. When you're having a quiet evening dinner at home and it comes wailing down your street and stops across the street or next door, you immediately begin to wonder, what's happened? Who's hurt? I hope it's not. When you're driving down the road and it begins its whoop, whoop, whoop right behind you, you first look at your speedometer and then you immediately look for a place to safely pull over to the side of the road. And if the police car pulls over behind you, you're pretty sure the officer isn't coming up to have a quiet, complimentary chat with you about your new suit. When you hear a police siren, you know it's urgent, and you pay attention. May God's words in Philippians 4, verses 2 to 3, call you to pay attention, to know that it's urgent that you agree in the Lord. Hear now the Word of God. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. This is the word of God, and may he add his blessing to our consideration of his word. You all are urged to agree in the Lord. Now you might want to say, no, just Euodia and Syntyche are urged to agree in the Lord. It's not my name. These two women are named by the preacher in the service, or at least the letter. We don't know anything about them other than these two verses. The name Syntyche means, or at least is closely related to, a word that means lucky. She probably didn't feel so lucky when her name was called out in the public assembly of the saints. I'm pretty sure others have disagreed since then, and probably you and I have disagreed with a brother or sister at times as well. And these two were of different minds. They weren't of the same mind. They weren't doing what Paul had called the church to in chapter 2, verse 2. Be of the same mind, have the same love, be in full accord, be in one of one mind. Instead, there was a difference, a disagreement. And we don't know what that disagreement was. And to speculate on what it was is probably not profitable. But we know they didn't agree. And Paul called them out publicly. And one of the things that's closest to what we know is sermons in the New Testament. Come on, John. Come on, Ian. Get along. Now, you hope I'm joking. And I am. You that are trained to be pastors, you'll have to think carefully before you do this. Paul did it more than once, but I wouldn't urge you to make it a regular practice. But all of us, I'd encourage you to live as if the pastor might call you out for sin in your life. Or even more significantly, live in the hopes that God will call you out. That God will send the siren to get you to agree in the Lord. You're all urged to agree in the Lord. This is serious. If this is serious enough business for Paul, through the inspiration of the Spirit of God, to call out these two women publicly in his inspired word, then understand that if you today are in disagreement with a brother or sister in Christ, or if you come into disagreement with a brother or sister in Christ, then the Lord is calling you out, and the Lord is preparing you by his word. It's serious business. It's urgent. Are you committed to do all that you can do to come to agreement in the Lord? And the Lord is not here only calling you out, but he wrote this to help you come to agreement because your disagreement has a bad smell. These women didn't agree in the Lord, and maybe you're like them today with someone else. Or maybe you'll come to that point where you are in disagreement with someone else in Jesus' church. This disagreement has an odor. And we're going to sing in a few minutes from Psalm 133. And Psalm 133 talks about a pleasant-smelling oil that was used to anoint Aaron the priest. And that smell is not this smell. This disagreement stinks. It obscures the fact that we have a priest, a great high priest. This bad smell of disagreement hinders our coming together in worship. The bad smell of disagreement hinders our witness to be light and salt in a dark and crooked world. Disagreement in the church stinks. Stinks to you. It stinks to the one with whom you're disagreeing. It stinks to the church. It stinks to God. We came home recently from a trip away to see our grandkids. And when we came back into the kitchen, as arriving back home, we were greeted with the vomitous aroma of stinking, rotting potatoes. And there is not much that stinks more than rotting potatoes, except Christians disagreeing. And those rotting potatoes were oozing. Not fragrant anointing oil uniting us in worship under our great high priest, but they were oozing their stinky slime. And I called it potato blood. And Nancy corrected me and said, "It's not blood, it's poo." And I can assure you that we did not leave those stinking, oozing potatoes in our house more than a few minutes after arriving home. And would you, would I, leave our stinking, oozing disagreement in Jesus' house? You were urged to agree in the Lord. Disagreements among the people of God are spiritual matters. Paul deals with this in 1 Corinthians 6, where he says, "Don't take a brother to court." You can imagine if there was a matter that one thought he could win a civil case against another, that we might not immediately think of that as a spiritual matter, but disagreements among the people of God are spiritual matters. And let me just suggest one that we might be attuned to. Yesterday's election. It's urgent that we agree in the Lord in many things with regard to this election. Let's agree in the Lord that Jesus is King over men and over nations. Let's agree in the Lord that we are brothers and sisters with our fellow Christians. Let's agree in the Lord that we have a message of peace from the Prince of Peace, peace with God and peace with men. And let's agree in the Lord that we will seek to understand each other rather than to bite and devour each other. That we will seek to come to understanding at least if we can't come to complete agreement. One of our elders at North Hills and I were talking about this topic, and he had, I thought, a helpful list of just four things that he tries to get to when he deals with people and their disagreements, whether that's disagreements with him or if he's helping people who are disagreeing try to come to agreement. As he seeks to understand, he just asks four things. What is it they love? What is it they hate? What is it they fear, and what is it they hope for? And I propose that if we can at least identify accurately those four things about someone else with whom we are disagreeing, that we may be on the way to understanding and perhaps even coming to agreement. It's urgent that you agree in the Lord. And as urgent as it is that you come to agree in the Lord, you have to realize that we may need help. You may need help to agree in the Lord. First port of call, the first option for a Christian is always seek to resolve disagreement yourselves with the one with whom you're disagreeing. Go to Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 18. What is it you do in disagreement? You go. Your brother has something against you? You go. You have something against your brother? You go. But sometimes there's a need for help. And you may need to be called to the side of your pastor, as Paul called these women to his side. He called them to come alongside him. I call Euodia, I call Syntyche, come to my side. Let's talk about this. And they're not disciplinary words, they're fatherly words. What a father might say to his children who are fighting, come over here, you two. What's the matter? What's the problem? What's this argument about? Let's talk about this. Let's come to agreement. You may need to be called to the side of your pastors and elders. And you who are training to be pastors and elders in Christ Church, you need to learn when to call someone to your side. Someone's, at least some too, and say, hey, let's work on this agreement. But you also may need someone to be called to your side to help. And so we have here in the ESV this true companion, loyal yoke fellow, he's called in some translations. I think his name was Syzygus. And that's probably a butchering of the Greek pronunciation. But Hendrickson says his name meant what his function in the church was. He helped people. He was a true yoke fellow. He helped people agree in to pull together in the yoke. And whether you're training to be a pastor or an elder, or whether you're just seeking to serve the Lord better, learn to be a true yoke fellow. Learn to be a Syzygus. Learn to be able to come along some who are disagreeing and help them agree in the Lord. You're urged to agree in the Lord. You may need help to agree in the Lord. And you are in the Lord. So agree. You can agree in the Lord because you are in the Lord. You must agree in the Lord because you are in the Lord. You are in Christ the Lord. You are in the one who we see in chapter 2 who emptied himself. You are in the one who is fully God and left his place in heaven and 2,000 years ago broke into human history and became fully man, took on our flesh, and lived in this earth like us, but lived a life perfectly. You are in the one who became obedient unto death so that you might, in his life, become obedient. You are in the one who knew no sin, but became sin for us, so that we might become in him the righteousness of God. You are in the one whom God gave that highly exalted name, the name above every name, so that the name at the name of Jesus, every knee would bow, and every tongue would confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You are in the one who wrote Euodia's name and Syntyche's name and Syzygus' name and Clement's name and Paul's name and the rest of Paul's fellow workers and your name and the name of the one with whom you are disagreeing. You are in the one who wrote those names in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if you're not in this Lord, then a disagreement with someone else in the church is really the least of your concerns. For if you're not in the Lord, if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, then when your life here comes to an end, you along with all those whose names are not written in the Book of Life will be thrown into a lake of fire, into hell, into a place of deserved eternal punishment. So if you're not in the Lord, repent and believe the gospel. But you who are in this Lord, the only Lord, heed this Holy Spirit siren. Understand the urgency and agree in the Lord. You can and you must. Please join me in prayer. Lord, may we be truly instruments of your peace. May we be at peace with one another here in this Christian community, the seminary. We're not the church, but we're a reflection of and perhaps a subset of the church. And may we be those who in our local congregations are at peace with one another, are agreeing in the Lord with our brothers and sisters. And Lord, whether it's the election or wearing masks or a response to this or that, may you cause us to be those who learn from the Holy Spirit to agree in the Lord, so that Christ shines forth from our lives and that you, our Father in heaven, are glorified. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing of that beautiful smell, the beautiful smell of the people of God agreeing, living together in unity. Psalm 133, selection A. We'll stand to sing praise to God together. 133A.